You're with SBS Radio.
Binaliwala ng isang malaking pagsusuri ang mga ugnayan ng autism sa mumps, measles at rubella vaccine. Ang ugnayan ay lumabas sa mga sumunod na artikulo na inilathala 20 taon na ang nakakaraan pero matagal nang binawi at sumubok na magmungkahing hindi ligtas ang mga bakuna. Umaasa ang mga tigasuri na ang pag-aaral ay tatapos sa misteryo ng anti-vax o paglaban sa bakuna. Narito ang ulat ni Samantha Benyak Brooks na maririnig natin sa ating wika. Ipinakita ng makasaysayang pag-aaral na walang ugnayan sa pagitan ng autism at mga bakuna laban sa mumps, measles at rubella. Ang pag-aaral na umabot ng isang dekada ay nagsuri sa lahat ng mga sanggol na isinilang sa Denmark at sa mga inang Danish sa pagitan ng 1999 at 2010, isang samahan ng mahigit na 650,000 kabataan. Inilathala sa Annals of Internal Medicine Journal na ipinakita ng pag-aaral ang mga bakunang MMR ay hindi nagpapalaki ng panganib ng autism kahit na para sa mga may mataas na panganib na kabataan. Si Christine McCartney ay direktor ng Australian Center for Immunization Research and Surveillance at professor sa Pediatrics and Child Health sa University of Sydney. Sinabi niya na ang pag-aaral ay mahalaga.
One of the strengths of the study was that it was the largest single study to date in the world on this topic. The most important thing to say from this study and from the almost dozen other studies is that it's not vaccines. Vaccines do not cause autism. In fact, they prevent serious infections that actually in turn can cause brain damage.
Ang ugnayan sa pagitan ng autism at bakuna ay unang lumabas sa isang pahayagan noong 1998. Tinangka ng pangunahing autor at dating artistang British, Andrew Wakefield, na gawin ang ugnayan base sa isang pag-aaral ng 12 kabataan lamang. Sinabi ni Dr. Hannah Kirk ng Monash University of Cognitive and Clinical Neurosciences na binawi ni Ginoong Wakefield ang kanyang pahayag at pagkatapos ay inalis siya sa rehistro ng General Medical Council ng Britain.
Retracted in 2010, but unfortunately I think its impact was already felt quite significantly. And I think that's led to a lot of people then questioning the safety of vaccinations.
Naunang nagbabala ang World Health Organization na ang lumalaking kilusan laban sa bakuna ay nagbabantang baliwalain ang mga trabahong pumipigil sa pinsalang dala ng measles. Noong nagdaang taon, iniulat ng United Nations na ang mga kaso sa buong mundo ay lumaki ng 50% noong 2018 na pumatay ng halos 136,000 katao. Sinabi ni Professor McCartney na ang mga tala ay isang mapanganib na katotohanan.
Measles is a very serious disease that can cause brain damage itself, and it is definitely a disease that we want to prevent from occurring, and we can actually even eliminate this disease worldwide if we can ensure that enough people are vaccinated.
Sinabi din niya na ang pressure ay nararamdaman ng komunidad siyentipiko upang alisin ang misteryo ng paglaban sa bakuna at umalis sa mga pag-aaral na maaaring gawin upang malaman ang tunay na senhi ng autism.
Unfortunately, it's kind of started this trend to look at vaccinations as potentially being linked to both autism and other neurodevelopmental disorders as well. Unfortunately, they still seem to be thinking that they are culprits for the role in the development of autism. But what's really important is to understand that neurodevelopmental disorders often begin at birth. So they're really early on in development, and symptoms of autism can be picked up really in infancy.
Umaasa si Professor Christine McCartney na ang pag-aaral ay magiging huli.
Every time we do a very large study, it does cost money. It comes at the cost of not putting those research dollars elsewhere. So I commend the authors from Denmark for doing this study, but I think it's also really important to recognise that the voice of a few people who continue to spread things that have been thoroughly disproven in excellent scientific studies shouldn't drive us with where we put our research dollars.
Samantala, inamin naman ni Dr. Kirk ng Monash University na samantalang ang paglaban sa bakuna ay palaging mananatili, mahalagang itarget ang mga vulnerableng grupo.
We really need to have strong emphasis on, you know, helping parents to develop this trust for healthcare professionals and the health organizations that are stating these messages, providing greater education on, you know, the facts and figures around, you know, these types of vaccinations, and also helping to really clearly debunk the myths that are being, you know, pushed by anti-vaccination movements. And I think there's even been a shift now really through legislation that is kind of promoting vaccination as well.
Umaasa din si Professor McCartney na ang mga magulang ay gagawa ng tamang desisyon para sa kanilang mga sariling anak.
We cannot probably ever change the mind of those complete skeptics and conspiracy theorists. But we can ensure that, you know, the other 98% of the population can get as much information as they need to make the important decision to protect their children against these nasty, deadly diseases.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.